Jeremiah chapter 29. Starting with verse number 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Verse 12. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Verse 13. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we just give you praise and glory for these three short verses, Lord. What a message is in those verses. Lord, we give you glory, give you honor. Use these verses to speak to us today, Lord God. Use these verses, Lord. Your word to us. Let it speak into our hearts, Lord. Tenderize our hearts, Lord, to receive. We thank you for that. Lord, use me as your vessel. Pour through me. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. 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 I imagine that there's someone you know that loves to take trips or take vacations or seeing new sights, but it's not necessarily the going that is most important. In fact, there's other things that they like to do before they even get in the car and start it up. First, they begin by looking over the maps, gathering information about their destination. Then there's the researching and planning that's necessary before any extended trip, setting or detailing the agenda. The agenda is important, right? This person figures mileage and gas consumption and the cost, where he might spend the night in a motel, what that would cost him, then where he might stay near a beautiful outdoor landscape. And it's the scheduling, the packing that goes along with all of it too. He covers every detail. Now, some of you may consider all that planning a little weird, especially if you've never done any of those things prior to long trips that you made. But in your heart, you realize that some of those details are necessary. Every trip you take, every excursion, every walk out the door needs some type of planning, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Amen? A run to the store, visit to Kroger or Walmart, Sam's Club, or even a trip to a restaurant has varied amounts of strategy involved with it. If not, you may either lack the necessary funds or you'll spend too much. Hallelujah. Now, as the new year approaches, you probably don't think that planning for the new year is any big deal. Some of you believe that the new year will be like any other in the past. The year is going to happen no matter how you plan for it. Well, it will happen, but allow me to share some analogies about what might just happen if you don't do anything. If you never plan to check the engine oil in your car, the engine will burn up and stop. Unless you're Tim Brown. You can ask Glenn about that after church. If you smoke for 30 years, what happens to convince you to stop smoking? If you never discipline your children, what may be the result? Here's another. If you never exercise for 40 years and only eat fast food during that time, what's going to happen to your body? Do you see the thought process, folks? Do you see where we're going in this? if you just let your life or your year run its course, never make any plans, or never formulate short-term or long-term goals, then when you're three-quarters way through the year, you'll look back and say, wow, I really haven't accomplished anything this year, and the year's almost over. What's worse is when you look back when you're three-quarters of the way through your life and say, wow, I really haven't accomplished anything, have I? Christians that don't plan out their lives ultimately work themselves into a busyness corner. They're always running around but never really accomplishing anything. Many of us have favorite sayings for those who approach us in desperation, trying to get us to do something for them really fast when they should have done something a long time before. Here's some of them sayings. Your failure to plan does not constitute an emergency on my part. Or it wasn't raining when Noah started building the ark. How about this one? There's another saying that's appropriate. Failure to plan is actually planning to fail. It doesn't have to be that way, and our scripture verses point out to us that we need to go into the new year with His planning, His purpose, and His provision. His planning, His purpose, and His provision. Amen. I want to look at those three things. And first of all, let's look at God's planning for a few minutes. And I want to read this text again. Jeremiah 29, verse 11 through 13. I'm reading from the NIV today. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. It's vital for us to focus on that first part. For I know the plans I have for you. There are two types of Christians that God may be targeting here. First of all, there is the planner, but not the type of planner we should be. Yes, this planner will go into the new year with everything decided. They'll have their job plans with the promotion schedule and commissions all determined. Stock and pension plans will be worked out. Then there's the educational plans with classes already chosen and semester schedules all decided. There'll even be plans for the family. But they'll leave something out. They will exclude the most important part of planning. Does anyone happen to know what the most important planning is? Leaving your plans up to God. Leaving your plans up to God. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Verse 6, in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Folks, you and I cannot leave God out. We cannot leave God out. Our text says in verse 11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Now, the other Christian we should consider is the non-planner. This is a person that will wonder about it and then wander through the entire year without seeking God and the plans that He has for them. These two people have something in common. They both are out of fellowship with God, relying on other sources. They rely on other sources, themselves mainly. This coming year is the same as any other. It has 12 months, 52 weeks, 365 days, 8,760 hours, 525,600 minutes, and 31,536,000 seconds. How do you spend all that time? 3.5 months will be spent sleeping. That's figuring 7 hours a night. 16 days will be spent eating. 9 days will be spent in church, if you're there every week. 50 to 80 days will be spent working. For an average 8 hours with normal holidays, that's 75 days will be spent working. 5 to 10 days will be spent traveling to work, to the kitchen, to the store, etc. 9 to 15 days will be spent in the bathroom. 6 spell. Then it could be longer. With all that moving, working, eating, sleeping, etc., the average person still has 100 days that are unaccounted for. God could easily use that to accomplish His plan in your life if you would allow Him to do that. I cannot overemphasize the importance that godly planning has on your quality of life, your longevity of life, your purpose in life, and in your direction in life. These are so extremely vital that you cannot trust them to anyone else except God. Except God. Additionally, trusting God ensures that you don't waste any time in trying to make up your mind or changing your mind. So with planning, you have 3 choices. You can make your best plans and try to carry them out in your own strength. You can make careful plans and ask God to bless them. Or you can begin with God, ask Him about His plans, and offer yourself to Him to carry out His purposes. I've listened to many preachers and pastors over the years. I've listened to many speakers and politicians and rebels talk about their passions and their causes for which they were fighting. But for the most part, these zealots will all pass away without notice as they only focus on themselves and their passions. Oddly enough, it will be simple. It's a simple minister that follows God's will and plan for his life that will be remembered. For example, Billy Graham, very simple man with a very simple message, very simple life, with simple planning. But all of these are based on God and his plans for Billy's life. Secondly, we need to go into the new year with His purpose. We need to go into the new year with His purpose. Again, our text, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart." An active relationship with God is what makes life complete. It is what gives meaning to life, and it's what gives our purpose in life. Without that relationship with God and assurance and hope that we will one day spend the rest of eternity in heaven with Him, there's a void, a vacuum in life, a hole in our hearts. Many people, even those who are well known, can attest to that void. For example, H.G. Wells, a famous historian and philosopher, said at age 61, he says, "I have no peace. All life is at the end of the tether." The poet Bryan declared, "My days are in yellow leaf. The flowers and the fruits of life are gone. The worm and the canker and the grief are mine alone." The literary genius Thoreau wrote, "Most men live lives of quiet desperation." Ralph Barton, one of the top cartoonists who contributed to such elite newspapers such as the Saturday Evening Post, left this note pinned to his pillow before taking his life. He said, "I have had few difficulties, many friends, great successes. I have gone from wife to wife, from house to house, visited great countries of the world. But I am fed up with inventing devices to fill up 24 hours of the day." You see, without God, there's no purpose. There's no purpose in life. We are simply inventing ways and devices to fill up 24 hours a day. Finally, I want to look at the new year with His provision. New year with His provision. Again, our text says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart." These verses assure us that God has already made plans. Made plans for you and plans for me. Pay attention to the tense in this writing. He said, "For I know the plans I have for you." God's planning is already in place. His planning has already been done. You don't have to do any intense or stress invoking searching to find out what God's plans are for your day, your week, your month, your year, your life. All of those are not only short, but also long-range goals that involve necessary action to accomplish. So go to God. Ask Him for the plans that He has for your life and the provisions or the help available for performing such plans. Again, we begin with God asking Him about His plans, and then offering ourselves to Him to carry out His purposes. God is not going to purposely make a plan for your life that will intentionally fail. Can I say that again? God will not purposefully make a plan for your life that will intentionally fail. He won't do that. He doesn't operate that way. However, the plans He has for your life can fail. They can fail, but only because of your failure, not God's. Right. Let's look at this text again. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope in a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart." The key to discovering God's plans for your life, His purpose for your life, and receiving His provisions for your life is found in that last verse, verse 13. It says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart." Have you done that? Have you done that? Are you willing to seek God with all of your heart so you can follow His plan in 2020? That's the only way you can effectively plan for this next year. Otherwise, it'll be in yourself. Seek God with all your heart. He has perfect plans for you. Perfect plans for you. Amen. Begin this new year with a resolve that God will be the initiator for all of your plans and the resource you will need to carry them out. Amen. Amen. For a long time, I made plans on my own. I'd talk Bonnie into them. But folks, we need to use God to initiate what we're going to do. We can be left out in the cold if we just decide to do things on our own. There are people every day that make life-changing decisions that are not the will of God. And are decisions because they feel comfortable doing that. They feel enthused to do those things. They feel like it may be the right thing. You know, Satan can manipulate our feelings just like God can, like the Holy Spirit can. All he has to do is whisper in your ear. So seek God this year. You got 3 days before the new year begins. Seek him with all your heart. Find out what's going on. You know, typically every year I go away for a few days. I need that. I need to find out what he's doing, where he's leading the church. Me and God and the cleaning lady. We have a good time. You know, the Word of God is always alive. I remember a good friend of mine, I don't remember the scripture, but a good friend of mine who's now a pastor, he said to me one day, he said, I just read this verse, and you believe what it says? And he told me what it says, and I've known that verse and what it says for years. You didn't know it said that? No. Man, the Word just come alive to me. Here's a man that read the Bible over and over again, but he found this verse that had truth in it, and it changed his life. We need to seek God with all our hearts. It's a new year. In a new place to be. You know, when I went to Jack Hayford school, he said there's two times a year you can get people's attention. One is the new year, and one is when people start back at school. He said they'll listen to you because they're ready to learn. The rest of the year you're spinning your wheels. Hoping they'll pick up on something. So I want you to remember these scriptures. I went through them several times so you'd remember them. God has a plan for you. He wants you to use that plan in your life. The only way we're going to find out what that is to seek him, to look for him. To decide we're going to do his will and not our will. Amen. Amen. Did I give you enough to chew on this morning? I knew this message would be short, but it's powerful. It's powerful. And I want you to start the year looking to God. If you would, I want you to come up at times and tell me, man, I've asked God what to do, and he told me this, and I'm doing it. Wouldn't that be great? Yes. What a testimony. What a thought to share.
Yeah, 'cause then he blesses you with a new job. Came to you and we prayed and he told me.
Amen.
I got a new job.
Amen. And Satan was out to destroy that job you had, Rosa.
Yes, he was.
So seek God first. Don't make your plans. If you made your plans already, forget them. Say, Lord, what do you want me to do this year? Or this minute? Or this week? Harold?
They say that when you wake up in the morning, after 10 minutes, you've already formulated what you're going to do for that day.
I believe that. Doesn't take long, does it? You remember things and away you go. Hallelujah. Use the Lord. He wants you to use Him. He's got plans made for you already. Amen. Amen. So let's pray. And folks, take this message to heart. Take it to heart and let God lead you in His direction and not your own. Amen? Did I give you enough time to even finish your sucker? Lord Jesus, we give you praise and glory. And we thank you for a new year. Lord, I guess just because it's a day on our calendar, it really doesn't make that much difference. But Lord, as people, we use it for a new starting point. And Lord, with this new starting point, we need to hear your voice. We need to determine exactly what you want for us. We know it's good. We know it'll give us a hope. We know you planned it already. And you have our best interest in mind. So, Lord, let us hear from you. Hear your voice, Lord God, before we decide to step out in any way. We want to hear from you. And I give you thanks for everyone that's here. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Praise God.